Hey guys, so if you listened to the latest episode, you would know that this is actually part two of the same recording that we did in one day, and we're about to pick it right back up into some more in-depth discussion on Joker, and then we go into some more fun stuff, like we talk about Vin Diesel and critics in the film industry, and then we talk about comic book movies and the DC movie universe in general, and then we close the whole episode out. And we thank you guys, so make sure to stick around for the outro so that you guys can hear some stuff that we got planned and stuff we got going on with all of our recordings. So yeah, I'm just going to cut it short there and hope you guys enjoy this part two. Thank you for listening, guys.
I thought it was
pretty grounded.
I mean, so here's the thing with the Joker that I have a problem with. It's mm-hmm. that it thinks it's being so intellectual and looking at Mm-mm. the world in such an interesting way.
I'm not thinking but that.
It doesn't even feel grounded. It feels cheap. The whole time you're just, because the director knows that, like, this is just a villain. This is just a comic book villain. And all you need to do is just have some dramatic lighting to make it seem like what you're talking about, something
make
really
it dark,
super deep.
Make it feel like gritty.
But the thing is it only goes to the surface level of what the Joker is doing. Like, he kills his mom, but like, what part of it are you seeing in the Joker's mind other than, oh, he killed his mom, oh, he's just such in a dark place, he's definitely gonna be a bad guy?
Well, that he's like it's fucking legit, like, psychopath.
I know,
like, he's so consumed by his trauma that he literally loses touch with reality.
But the movie frames it so that his mom was also a kind of bad person. So it doesn't even, does it even really justify what he did?
No.
Or does it?
No, he kills.
They're trying to justify what he did. They're not even trying to make him seem like this shitty person where he's like going crazy.
Well, they make him the hero.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They make him out to be this guy who's going to revolutionize the world.
I thought that was the point, was to make like a controversial villain story where you make the villain the hero and you watch him do these like just unspeakable things. But there were so many bumps along the road that ultimately you're like, oh, well, I mean, it was inevitable that he would have done this shit. You know, see, like, he was put in these scenarios.
See, I know,
but
he puts
his fingers in that
time,
kid's mouth.
How
though.
Does it? Yeah, that's it's fucked. It's not supposed to make him out to be a hero, though, because he's the Joker.
Yeah.
Everyone knows who the Joker is.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's just the whole thing just felt weird.
I felt like it played on the classic thought process of, we're all the hero of our own story, or we're all, you know, the star of our own movie. And it was fucking weird. And I mean, obviously I wanted to see Batman punch him in the teeth a couple of times.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was just like, I don't know. I kind of separated this movie from all other things in the Batman universe and was
but they tied it back into it, though, you know.
Yeah, where
they tied it back in, they brought the Wayne family into it. They brought the whole, he started the Batman origin,
right?
You know, like, if they just made it like, this movie is basically a Taxi Driver ripoff.
Well,
but you see how Taxi Driver does it in a much more nuanced way, where the people around him are like, fine, it's him that's going crazy and thinking about it in a twisted way and like murdering people.
Yeah, yeah.
But the Joker is like, oh, he's a victim of his own society, and of course he's gonna do this. It's right, like, no, right. That's not how you do it.
And he was a little touched, right?
Yeah, he had like the laughing tick or whatever. You know, honestly, this brings me to a different point. So the Joker, it's about a villain who goes crazy, but it's justified.
Very true.
And it's kind of wrong. But me and Remy watched the Lego movie. And hear me out. Have you seen the Lego movie?
We just switched gears hard.
No, I know. But just
everything
hear me
is
out.
Cool when you're part of a team.
Have you seen
everything
it?
Is awesome.
Yeah.
That one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Go on.
You've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
So the main character, Emmett, he's like a faceless person. You know, he just falls in line with society. He does whatever society tells him to do. And yeah. It's just, he's a product of society's like way of turning you into a drone. And he kind of doesn't really change. The whole point is that he doesn't change. He changes the world around him. The villain of the story, he thinks that he needs to control everything or everything's going to fall apart. But he learns at the end that no, people are creative and people will contribute to society in their own like unique and personal ways.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So the villain comes to terms with a new perspective on the world. Mm-hmm. The main character doesn't really. He's known this whole time that he wants to do his thing.
Yeah.
Like he wants to do whatever is going on in the world.
Right.
The villain is someone who, because of the way not only people are treating him, but the way society has reacted to his actions, he changes and he becomes a better person because of it.
Yeah.
You know, like it's earned. It's earned in the way the story progresses. And Joker, okay. It's like he starts a riot in New York, and for what? He killed his mom, even though she was a piece of shit to him, and for what?
It's yeah, because he got beat as a kid too, right?
He got beat. His mom lied to him. His mom made him think he was super special. And it's and the whole time you're just like, well, what was the message here?
That's the Trump story in a nutshell.
Whoa. Yeah. Oh, podcast over. Yeah. Sorry if I don't make any sense. But
no, I get it. I couldn't take the Joker and put it next to the Lego movie and draw a correlation. That's where you're special. But
everything is awesome.
Everything is awesome. But no, I see what you're saying. I get it.
Yeah. It's like the villain in the Lego movie becomes a hero.
Right.
The villain in the Joker is the main character.
Right.
And they're trying to frame him as the hero, but at the same time, he's a piece of shit
the whole time. Yeah.
Laughs at murder. Like, dude, how could you laugh at murder?
But he also laughs. He laughs at everything. Yeah. You know what I mean? When he's getting shit on, he goes, he's like crying and laughing.
Dude, let me just show you Screen Rant's.
I mean, so if I can put into context how I watch movies. Or how I watched The Joker in particular.
Yeah.
I didn't see it until I took a flight across the country.
So you saw it on like an airplane?
I saw it, yeah, okay. On an airplane. You know, like, so I'm not like the dude to talk to about movies. But when I watch movies, you know, I tend to retain some of the information. But, yeah, that one, I thought it was a good movie, though. I'm not going to lie. I really did. I enjoyed it.
But yeah, that's the end of the Joker rants and shit like that.
Yeah, I thought it was a good movie. Brian Callen was supposed to be in it. He was in it for 3 seconds. And
who's that?
He's some fucking D-list.
Wow, how did they know I was going to type in Brian Callen?
Because it can hear you.
Oh, he was supposed to be in Joker?
He was in Joker.
Oh, he was?
Yeah, he was.
Oh, cool.
One of the guys in the scenes where he's still, you know, doing the clown fucking flipping signs thing. Yeah, make some off-color remark about ending your own life with a gun.
So next week, we're going to talk about Kissing Booth.
Are we, though?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to watch the two movies.
I'm not going to talk about it because you told me not to.
Yeah, so I told MJ that for the next podcast, we're going to watch the two Kissing Booth movies and talk about it. But you went ahead and watched it yesterday.
Yeah, I misread. And I ended up watching Kissing Booth. And we're gonna wait to talk about it.
You poor man.
Yeah, that... Oof.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get funding for literally anything.
Have you seen Ratatouille?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Patton Oswalt?
Yeah. Yeah. Patton Oswalt, baby.
Yeah, he just got he got nominated for an Emmy.
Oh, hell
for
yeah.
For a stand-up special.
Yo, can I get a clam?
Fuck yeah, you can.
I got one just for you. Oh, did you?
Yep. I got you the mango.
Ooh.
Ooh-wee. Make sure you water Ronnie, because he looks a little dry.
Mm.
Yeah.
Got a little spillage.
Spilling clams. Like we're rich or something.
That'll come through in the video, but who cares?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ratatouille. I haven't seen that in forever. And I forgot how good it was. Really fucking good movie.
You're out of your fucking mind right now, Cal. You're a madman.
What do you mean?
You're just going to go on about how great Ratatouille is?
No, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just saying.
No, I've now seen. I want to hear you talk about it.
I have now seen.
I love that movie.
So the director of Ratatouille, yep. Mission Impossible 4,
whoa.
And Incredibles. I've seen all of his most recent movies now. Yeah, he made Ratatouille, Mission Impossible 4, and Incredibles.
I'm not mad at the Incredibles.
And he made Iron Giant.
Iron Giant's good.
Iron Giant's fucking classic.
Wait, is that Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
He's the voice of the giant.
He's the giant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, you don't have to do much. It's not like, you know.
That's why he's Groot in the Marvel movies.
He's Groot?
He's Groot.
Is he baby Groot?
Yeah.
I'm Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
He gets paid millions of dollars to say three words.
He gets paid a lot of money to do a bunch of dumb shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man.
Look like he knows how to drive a car real
His
fast.
His career is so easy.
Right.
He's not a good actor at all. He's really not.
What is the movie called with Vin Diesel?
Pacifier?
No. No, 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 no.
Chronicles of Riddick?
Chronicles of Riddick! No. Let's go.
I haven't seen Chronicles of Riddick. I haven't seen it.
He sees in the dark. Oh my God. It's so dumb. Like, all right. So
Didn't they make a new one? Create
a superhero franchise and you're like, all right, so what's his superpower? And they're like, he sees well in the dark.
He sees really good.
And you're like, wait, what? He just sees well in the dark? And they're like, yeah. Like, well, does he do anything else? They're like, yeah, he's got these weird little, like, hooked blade things that he holds in his hands, and he kills people really well in the dark.
Sounds like a job for
you.
Vin
know
Diesel.
What? How much money do you need? They're like, 60, 65? We'll give you 70 million. Let's make this happen.
Can I look up the Chronicles of Riddick?
1,000,000,000%.
The fucking budget.
The Chronicles of J.J. Riddick.
J.J. Riddick. Budget was $110 million.
And you know what? They spent every dime appropriately. Worth
it. It's got 29% in positive
rating.
Fuck
Rotten Tomatoes. No, fuck all of them, because they say that Chappelle specials get like 19%.
No, so Rotten Tomatoes doesn't score them on the website. They take a bunch of critics that review it.
But who the fuck is a critic? We really need to do a deep dive.
Any lonely white boy that really likes me.
Like, and just bitter people. I bet I'm willing to. All right. I'm willing to. What's the word I'm looking for? Not admit, but that's not what I'm looking for. I think that 90% of critics that actually make headway on the internet are incels.
Really?
So they're like three or four more bad reviews away from a school shooting. Yeah.
No.
They're terrible people.
No, they're
They've
not.
Done zilch in their life other than critique other people's work. Why don't you put something out, you fuck you?
See, I know. And that's and you know what's crazy? Ratatouille talks about that because it's a lot about a food critic.
Yeah. How about go fuck yourself and cook me something, you piece of shit? You come to my restaurant. You never made a meal for me. I've never watched any of your movies. I've never seen any of your work other than the scathing reviews you give of mine.
I'm not saying what you're going on about is invalid.
Okay.
I'm just saying some people just have an eye for analyzing and giving critical like opinions on works of art.
Some people are just not artists.
Some people are just critics.
You said the magic word.
What?
Opinions.
Yeah.
Based off of their own personal biases?
In some cases, yes.
And whatever they...
And in some cases, they just get paid to give good reviews.
Personal opinion. There's no critic that argues in fact, other than someone who literally measures things.
I know, but at the end of the day, art is subjective. And
absolutely.
And, you can only... I mean, you're not going to be able to agree with every critic, but some critics out there, it's fine to disagree with them.
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
just... It's up to you to decide, okay, which critics do I want to abide? Like, which critics do I trust in that they'll give me a good review of a movie, whether I like it or not? I just want to see what they think. I want to see their perspective.
Yeah.
Because some critics do provide a very interesting perspective on how they see a movie.
Yeah.
As opposed to your perspective. Like, I read positive reviews on Joker. Did it change my opinion? In some cases, maybe. But at the end of the day, I still have how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah.
But I enjoy that critics can offer their own side of a movie. Like, that's why I think that African-American film critics need more, oh my God.
What's the exposure. Fucking
word? Exposure. Thank you.
Yeah.
I think they need more, a louder voice.
Yeah.
Blah. But,
it's a tongue twister.
Yeah. They
no, you're right. Yeah, to have more of a space to operate in.
Yeah, and to give more perspective than just lonely white dudes that watch
incels,
that have watched
bro.
Too many
I'm
movies.
I'm telling you, most of these guys are like 3 or 4 more days away from a school shooting. They're fucking. It's soup du jour. I feel like a lot of opinions that come out of most critics. And when I say most, I literally mean most. I don't mean the guys who pore over like every detail and fucking they've watched every movie and they actually have a very nuanced and educated opinion on filmmaking. I'm not talking about them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the majority of the percentage points that make up these Metacritic and fucking Rotten Tomato, you know, percentages. Yeah. They're fucking angry people that are literally arguing with the times.
Do you know, though? Because I don't even know.
I feel like how the fuck else would Sticks and Stones or, you know.
Let me look that up.
Yeah, look up Chappelle's special.
Where the hell is it?
It's like, or I'm pretty sure. I thought it was called Sticks and Stones.
It is. Yeah. I just don't.
Just type in Dave Chappelle.
Okay. There it is. Oh, wow. That's from 17 critics, though. Not even everyone.
But, you know, you see what I'm saying, though? Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of the average consumer is going to look at, you know, not even the average, like, not a comedy fan, not a anything. They're going to look at that, and that gives them a point.
I mean, dude, one of these reviews is from Salon.com.
Who the fuck are they?
Melanie McFarlane.
And they're angry all the time.
I just want to know what they would give positive like reviews on.
Right. What in their mind is
I don't know.
Acceptable.
It's but
so there's
it's,
a lot
it's
of this. There's a lot of this. But then you see the audience numbers and it's like, all right.
But see, and it's that's the thing where instead of looking at an aggregate, and that's
oh, what's this guy say? Is he?
He likes it.
Oh,
I used to watch this guy like back in high school. He used to be like one of my favorite reviewers because YouTube.
Funny guy.
Yeah, he's pretty funny, and he gives that kind of like, he gives almost the average moviegoer
how much you
perspective
think
on a movie.
Costs?
I know he wears
a nice
like
jacket.
Yeah, it's pretty good. He makes a lot of money.
He got a nice haircut.
Yeah.
Nice
he gets
jacket.
Like hundreds of thousands of views per video.
Ooh, what's that like?
I know, right?
God damn.
But that was Jeremy Johns. He gives like that kind of average moviegoer, like the average person in America, if they go into a movie, what are they going
to
think? Mm-hmm. And he gives that kind of like
okay, so then I need
perspective.
And
he gave a positive review.
I need to rephrase what I was saying earlier. It's not that the majority of reviewers are incels. It's the majority of the noise that you hear.
Yeah.
You know?
That's like, the thing. Usually negative stuff is like 6%
or something. Like, it's a very low percentage of people that even post shit that goes, you know, like that trends on fucking Twitter.
Yeah.
It's very low. So it's not reflective of the majority. It's a very loud minority.
That's typically the case for most things.
Which is exactly why I can't sleep at night. A very loud minority just below me, dude, honking.
Let me tell you about
blasting their goddamn music on. No, I'm just joking. That's let me tell I'm you. A minority, so I feel like I'm allowed to say that.
Let me tell you about loud minority.
Ooh, here we go.
The DC Cinematic Universe, you know, Justice League, those movies.
Okay.
The fucking fanboys of those movies are exhausting. And let me tell you, because
they're sticking up for their team, man. They're sticking up for the little guy.
No, but it's the blatant, just blind.
Kicked it right in my face.
It's like the blind optimism or what have you, based on their movies. Because Batman v Superman, Justice League.
That was both horrible.
Terrible movies.
That was horrible.
Terrible movies.
It was so bad that they had to bring in fucking Apocalypse out of nowhere. I didn't even know that was happening. Batman versus Superman?
Oh, you mean Doomsday?
Doomsday. Yeah. Well, Apocalypse and other.
They wanted to do like five different storylines in one movie.
I was like, what is happening right now? And also, for everyone, because I'm a Superman fan.
Oh, yeah. Superman's is amazing.
And if you go through his universe, it's
he's
absurd.
Wild.
It's absurd.
Yeah, it's
but
so good.
All Superman ever had to do, leave the planet and wait.
Wait for like 100 years. But no, I'm not even arguing the
Bruce
fight.
Bruce dies. All right?
I'm not arguing the fight. That
doesn't
matter.
I don't care if it's Ben Affleck. I call him Ben Affleck.
Well, in the comics, he does beat Superman too. Because Superman holds his own ideals. Batman holds his. Superman didn't want to kill Batman, essentially. I don't know. But at the end of the
Superman
day, the
can't
movie
lose to Batman.
Why did people get so hung up on this?
He just
I don't
can't,
know why.
Though. He can't. Superman can't lose to Batman. He's smarter. He's stronger. Like, infinitely stronger.
Batman's considerably smarter.
No, he's not.
Dude, I'm not going to get hung up on this. I really don't want to.
All right.
The point
Fortress
I want to make
of
is
Solitude,
that
Batcave.
I don't care. I don't care about the fight.
No, we're talking about this, Cal. Fuck. No, we're putting the brakes on this one. This
all
is
Batman needs is kryptonite.
Okay. You know what? All right. So that's what makes this great. Batman needs one of the rarest elements in the entire universe. Like fragments of a planet that exploded well outside of his fucking galaxy.
You're getting really into the mic about this shit.
But you see what I'm saying? This is what Superman could do. Think of the countless ways Superman could kill Batman. He could put him in a room and suck all the oxygen out of it. He could zap him with his eyes dead instantly. He could literally just walk over and crush him with his bare hands.
I don't care.
And Batman,
how many times?
Batman's like, everyone's like, well, he could just use kryptonite. And you're like, where the fuck is he getting the kryptonite?
He got it from Lex Luthor in
exactly.
The movie.
He had to fucking outsource his killing of. That's billionaires playing. That's insider trading, by the way. And you guys hate Jeff Bezos, but all of a sudden you want to say that Batman's cool. You hate fucking billionaires, but you want to help Bruce Wayne kill Kent fucking. Oh, my God. Clark Kent from goddamn. Where is he from? Indiana or Idaho or Illinois?
I don't care.
I'm just saying there's no way in hell.
You're really grinding my gears here because you're not. This isn't the point. This isn't
I'm
my
so
point
upset.
About
I'm
the
so
movies.
Upset.
Why do people get so hung up on Batman versus Superman?
Batman
in a fight?
Can't lose, or Batman cannot kill Superman. He needed Morgan Freeman just to kill Heath Ledger And then Big Pharma ended up doing that. I'm sorry. I had to.
No, because that's a different universe with different
DC,
rules.
Bro. DC,
different,
bro.
Different universe. Oh my God, you're killing me right now.
Nope. We're going for this. We're going for it.
Batman v Superman and Justice League are bad movies. Not because of the fight.
They're just bad movies.
They're just bad. They're just really bad. They're
Aquaman? Did you see that atrocity?
Yes, I did. And it was way more fun than Batman v Superman.
All right, fun, but like good?
No, it's not good at all.
Okay, there, but thank you.
Way more fun to fucking watch than Batman v Superman.
I don't
want to
see Khal Drogo swimming around.
That's the whole point of Aquaman, dude.
I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that.
You're really killing me right now.
I just don't want to see it.
We're totally getting past my point here about DC fans, and now you're killing me with this. Like, I don't know.
I'm sorry. I bring the heat, all right?
No,
I'm going to
bring bullshit.
Exactly. That's exactly what I bring. I'm bringing bullshit
Superman
to the party.
Actually, Superman would be Batman in about a million different cases.
And then they always cite kryptonite. You're like, it doesn't even matter.
I'm not fighting you on this.
Okay.
I don't care.
I'm not fighting.
You know what?
Because I'm right.
You know what I care?
What?
You know what I care about?
What?
Is if the story fits the action.
Okay.
You know what sucked about Batman v Superman?
Wait, but you like Mission Impossible. Right?
Yes.
Okay. Go on.
Dude, come on.
Keep talking. What? No, go on.
I'm not going to go off on five different tangents.
No, hey.
Dude, Mission Impossible is about spectacle and Tom Cruise's incredible commitment to entertaining you. Batman v Superman is sloppy and terrible.
Yeah, but Henry Cavill.
Oh my God.
And Ben Affleck.
What about it?
I think they're committed to.
No, they're not. I mean, Henry Cavill's a great Superman.
He's the best Superman.
Yeah.
By far.
But at the end of the day, is Henry Cavill actually flying? Is Henry Cavill actually shooting laser eyes? No. You know who would?
Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise.
Yeah, that's a good
Tom
point.
Cruise would learn that's how to fly.
Point. I heard he paralyzed himself for Born on the 4th of July. Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he temporarily paralyzed himself.
Do you know what I heard today, actually?
What's that?
For the next Mission Impossible, they want to actually blow up a bridge in Poland. They want to actually, like, no CGI, no gimmicks. They want to actually blow up a bridge.
I'm about that.
I'm about that,
I think
too.
That's great.
Is that not amazing? Come on.
That's fantastic.
Come on, please get on
How
my team
deep
here
are
about
the
Mission
pockets?
Impossible.
Who's putting this on?
Who owns Paramount? Paramount owns Mission Impossible. And they've kind
they're
of
gonna
been killing.
They're going to go to fucking Poland and
they're
blow
gonna go
up
to
a bridge.
They were like, if the citizens are cool with it, we're going to blow up this bridge. That's all they said.
Cue every Pollock joke all at once.
Dude, no. Can you not?
Right. I need
basically,
that.
My point is that
Take
DC,
care of it in post.
Basically, my point is that DC fans blindly follow
a bunch of
really shitty movies.
Yeah, they're mouth breathers.
Yeah.
They're the worst.
Yeah.
But so are all comic book fans for the most part.
At least we can agree.
We're all nerds. We're all clowns.
Yeah.
And we get fixated on these fictional universes and all of the intricacies of these in these worlds where it's science fiction.
Yeah.
You know, and
like, and I'm
we get hung up on minute details and
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm okay with fandoms in general. Like I love talking about comic book movies.
Right.
But when you're treating these blatantly bad movies as masterpieces and works of art, all from a mind of a singular
man.
Get
out of here.
Like,
what do you think the best movie in your mind? And I know there's going to be a multitude, but what do you think, like, cinematically and just from a full perspective of, like, the entire artistry of filmmaking, right? What do you think the best comic book movie of all time is?
The best comic... Okay, so yeah. I want to clarify one thing. Are
full
we talking comic
from,
book movie?
No, comic book
anything
movie.
Anything based on a comic book.
Absolutely. And, like, as far as, you know, like, the cinematography, the story, the everything. Everything that goes into making a film. Like, casting,
yeah.
You know, like, all of it. What is the best comic book movie of all time?
Dark Knight.
Wow. Okay.
I think by far.
Yeah.
Because another movie doesn't stand out to me as like a... Because if we were going to say superhero movie, I would say something different.
No, it's just comic book movie,
I would say Dark Knight.
All right. So let's say superhero movie then.
Superhero movie?
How does that move the scale?
Because if you look at The Dark Knight, what about it is... What about it are you seeing any superhero stuff? Okay. Like let me ask you this. Yeah. If you took out the Batman aspect of it, mm-hmm, and just left it as like a guy fighting running a crazy around person.
Yeah, yeah.
It would still be a great movie.
Yeah. They grounded the fuck out of that.
Yeah, because Batman isn't a superhuman. He's just a guy in a bat suit fighting a guy.
Which is why he can't beat a demigod.
I know, but in that Batman v Superman universe, Batman is set up to be almost a superhuman. Like, right, he's above the human standard of, you know, athletic ability.
Which is kind of how we treat billionaires.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But The Dark Knight is like, you could have taken the Batman part out of it, put in just a detective trying to find a crazy guy.
Mm.
It would still be a great movie. It's just, you know, he trained himself to be a really good martial artist. And that's
They totally go with like that. Yeah. Like, he's got that hero journey of like, mm-hmm, going and meeting Liam Neeson.
Yeah. In the mountains. Yeah. See, the first movie goes a little fantastical.
Yeah. Like,
with
the
like the train and the ghosts.
Oh,
and
what
shit
is the guy that plays the Scarecrow? That guy's fantastic.
Cillian Murphy.
Wow.
Yeah, that guy's awesome.
He's fantastic.
Yeah, superhero movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Spider-Man 2.
With
Tobey Maguire. He fights Doc Ock.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. That movie's awesome. It's fucking incredible.
I can't even think of what I don't have one.
Oh, Logan. That's another goat. Superhero movie.
Phenomenal.
That and comic book. Like, Logan is like top three.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Well, because, you like finally start to explore the dark nature or like what could be, you know, not the glammed up bullshit version.
There's nothing glam about it.
No. And what's his name? Patrick Stewart, like in the little bubble thing. And he's just like kind of, he's like there, but then he like loses his shit.
Yeah.
People are dying and blah, blah, blah.
What I love about it
too. So good. What's his name though? I actually did enjoy all of that going backwards X-Men shit.
The Days of Future Past?
Yeah, I enjoyed that
movie. That movie's phenomenal.
I enjoyed that.
That movie's
Fassbender, great Magneto.
Dude. That.
But then the guy who actually plays Magneto, like the older Magneto, that guy's fucking phenomenal too.
Also the GOAT.
Yeah.
See, that's what that movie's like peak X-Men.
Oh, superhero peak movies. X-Men. God damn it, dark superhero movie. Unbreakable?
Fucking.
Are we kidding?
Phenomenal.
What are we talking
phenomenal
about?
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Unbreakable's amazing.
I will say, Mr. Glass, right? That was the second one, or Glass?
Glass was technically the third one.
The third one, because Split.
Split was the
two.
Second. Like, okay. The secret second one.
Split. Unbreakable and Split. Fantastic.
I haven't seen Glass. I wasn't interested.
Don't watch it.
Really?
It'll ruin it for you.
That kind of bums me out because
Unbreakable is fantastic.
Unbreakable is fantastic. Split was pretty good. Like, it was a really solid movie.
Don't watch.
Yeah, Glass. That kind of sucks.
Split was good. It was, and my favorite part of Split was a lot of people didn't know it was a continuation.
No one knew.
Yeah.
Until the last like 2 minutes of the movie. Yeah.
I knew going into it because I was such a huge fan of Unbreakable. And
really?
Like, I was like, I mean, following the entire, I loved Unbreakable.
Yeah. But what gave you the sense that Split was a continuation of Unbreakable? How did you know?
What do you mean? It's about the Beast.
Was there a Beast in Unbreakable? I forgot.
No, not really. But like, so I remember hearing, or like I was like reading into it, and people were basically saying that what the fuck? There was a site that I was reading it from that was going to be the that the Beast played into the Unbreakable story, basically. I'd like not leaked necessarily, yeah, but like people were talking about it ahead of time. And I was all over that shit.
Yeah.
But it's also, I mean, I know exactly how I heard about it. You remember the story I told you about the guy who told me that if I went to Hickory, he could have me killed?
Yes.
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 So he was the he was the Unbreakable fan that turned me on to the he hipped me to the fact that Split was the second movie in a trilogy.
Okay.
Yeah. That's exactly because he was a huge fan and like one. Yeah. He,
wow. So he just he called it.
I don't know if he called it. I don't know if he read it.
Knew.
Yeah. Yeah. I just remember reading.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. But this could all be, I mean, everything's mixed together, but it could have been after the fact. But I knew going into Split that it was the second of three.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
He fucking, but this is, I mean, how long ago did Split come out?
It was like so 20, many, 16?
So many drinks and drugs have gone into the mind
of M. Night Shyamalan.
Of me.
Oh.
The whole story is confused, but I know that the first time I saw Split, it was, I knew it was the second of three.
That's
so
crazy.
I could have seen it like 3 or 4 years after it came out.
Wow.
Now that I think about it. But okay. No, of course. And then by then, everyone would have known.
Yeah. I really enjoyed that movie. And
it's so good, dude. That guy is amazing. What's his name?
James McAvoy.
God, he's incredible. So good. Professor X. All right. Professor X, do you give it to McAvoy or do you give it to Sir Patrick Stewart?
In terms of like career as playing the character?
Yeah.
I mean, Logan kind of puts Patrick Stewart over the edge. If that movie didn't come out, it would be James McAvoy for me.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. Because you get to see him in you know,
you
multiple
him
forms.
In different,
you
yeah.
get to see him with hair.
Yeah. You see his character go through stages, mm-hmm. whereas the original Patrick Stewart, still great, iconic even.
Yeah.
But he kind of stays stagnant pretty
right,
much
right, right,
throughout
right.
the movies.
Yeah.
But it's Magneto's character that changes a lot, even in the original ones. He goes through all kinds of shit.
Michael Fassbender.
Dude, Days of Future Past,
it's good.
is the peak X-Men. Peak X-Men. X2 has the Wolverine slaughter scene, which is goat scene.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But Days of Future Past is whole, you know, it combines both of those worlds perfectly. It's amazing.
How the fuck did I know before? I'm trying to think about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I don't
now.
Know how. I really don't know how.
I'm
you
really
had to have gotten,
trying to
like,
think.
Hollywood insider info
no,
on Split.
No, it wasn't that. It wasn't that. I just feel like there was some talk of it. I mean, it's Shyamalan the entire time, right?
Yeah.
So that makes sense. But I can't.
I think.
How do you actually say his name?
M. Night Shyamalan.
That's
yeah.
it?
Yeah, it's Shyamalan. Shyamalama ding dong.
Oh my god, I gotta pee.
Yeah, it's Shyamalan. So this episode's probably gonna end up being like a split into two parts.
Completely fine.
We talk about a lot of stuff.
Jesus.
What's nice is though, I think I can kind of cut it, you know, middle where we talk about Joker and
yeah.
then
yeah.
comic book shit. That's Dude. Like a good hour, probably.
Chop the yeah. fuck out of it.
This will be really fun to edit. But I
think yeah, I got nothing. Looking forward to PGA 2K.
When's that coming out?
I think the 20. Fuck.
I want to get
Is
Ghost
it 21
of
on the 21st. I think so.
Yeah,
something like that. It's coming out soon.
Dude, I've been playing a lot of League of Legends.
Why?
Like a concerning amount, because all my friends play it. It's just all they do is play League.
Really?
Yeah. So I just hop on and play with it. I'm getting back into it, man. It's fucking fun.
That's amazing.
But yeah, this episode's probably going to be a two-parter.
Nope.
YouTube channel. Go check it out.
Go.
Please do. I'll have it linked in the description of the podcast. In case you guys aren't aware, by the way.
Yeah, 21 on the 21st.
I know we have a decent amount of people listening, but just so everyone's aware, I do put in like timestamps in our descriptions of the episodes so that like,
yes,
if there's a segment that you're not really into, or a segment that you're really interested in, I pretty much list almost every topic that we talk about in all of our episodes. So just check out the description and see if there's anything that you like or you want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
I also try to put up as many like separate videos as I can on the YouTube channel. The ones that I think are fun that people like look at.
Which you've been doing a great job, by the way.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get a sense of like what you guys like and what you guys want to like hear from us. So this,
you want to see more Ronnie.
Exactly.
Do you want to
see more Ronnie?
Less clams. Because that's not going to
happen. Not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
But yeah, I'm just kind of throwing up a bunch of different stuff on YouTube. Whatever you guys like, you know, just leave a like on whatever videos you do enjoy.
Yeah.
Let us know because we want to, you know, we want to deliver what the people want.
100%.
And we had an episode about internet drama, and we have an episode about comic books.
Yes.
So we'll see which one people gravitate to more. You know, will they want the comic book one or will they want, you know, internet
stories?
Where does
everyone stand on live action Airbender? That was one of the worst movies I've ever seen.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Oh, so bad.
Especially after watching the first, you know, after watching the whole last Airbender and then seeing that movie.
I mean, it goes to show that you should just
never do
that. It can't be a movie.
Live action that, Dragon Ball. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Shows like that can't be a movie.
No,
they were told in this long form because they're meant to be told in long form.
100%.
Yeah. And that's why I think it's cool that Netflix is making a live action show
of
Avatar Last Airbender.
What?
Yeah.
Gross.
They're making a live. It's a TV show, though. It's not going to
be. Is it going to be the Aang story?
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I'm just going to be more willing for them to just do. Like, let's see where it goes.
I'd be more willing to watch Korra or a new
like go back
Avatar.
In time,
yeah, or
let's
go
see
forward.
Some old shit,
go even farther forward.
Oh yeah,
further
dude, can
go
you imagine an Avatar
forward.
Story in like Chicago,
right? Exactly.
That'd
like
be
let's
nuts.
Let's go way far either direction, but let's not, yeah, because that's where they they fucked it up, man. I need Aang to look a certain way.
Yeah,
I need Aang to act a certain way. I need what are his people?
Katara,
Sokka, Appa. I need everything to be that certain thing.
Yeah,
I don't need to see that same.
That's the problem you run into with adaptions.
You can ruin it.
It's a lot of people.
Got to be said. The Witcher.
Witcher was dope.
They killed it.
Yeah,
they killed it. Geralt is perfect.
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 Can't wait for season two.
Not gonna lie.
You're still hung up about fucking.
Oh my god, it kills me.
Guinevere.
Yeah. Oh,
is that
my.
Her name?
No, it's
fuck.
Gwendolyn. Gwen. Something. Whatever her fucking name is, it bothers the shit out of me. I can't take it. I don't care what her name is. No, it's Yennefer.
Yennefer.
I should know that.
You've talked about her so many times in this
fucking
podcast.
Can't stand it. It bothers me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Things just need to be. Yeah. Whatever. I'm not gonna be a comic book. Ist or a lookist.
Where was it going? But yeah, YouTube, check it out. I hope we can see where our listeners kind of lie with.
I'm just glad that we've got anyone out there, and this goes straight to you. I'm just glad you're fucking listening.
I'm glad you fuck with us. We have a lot of fun.
We're gonna rock with
you. Listening.
Just make sure you let us know what we are doing right and doing wrong, and we'll just keep going.
Yeah, I feel like we haven't had
no
much,
one
like,
word fucking hashtag answers though.
Yeah, I mean, I'm cool with whatever.
If
as
wanna,
long as we
if
start
you
to hear
give us commentary, do it in a longer form than a hashtag. That's all I would ask.
I'm cool.
It's
with
lazy.
Whatever.
It's reductionist.
But yeah, we want to start hearing from you guys.
Yeah.
It's getting a little quiet.
We're rocking with you, and we appreciate all of the continued support. And, Cal.
MJ, it was a pleasure.
You're just constantly impressing me.
Your
work is just getting better and better. We love you guys. Take care.
Take care.
Should I do the finger guns? I know you hate that.